Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem states, mind the acceptance of an action more than performing the action, because even a little action which is done with piety is much. And how can the action which has been accepted be little? He also states, it is not goodness that you get wealth and offsprings in abundance. Rather, goodness is that you have knowledge in abundance and immersed tolerance, meaning that you have kind-heartedness and forbearance. Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem has stated, patience has the status in the faith which the head has in the body. The faith of the one who displays impatience is not perfect. Furthermore, Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem states that you should be just like a bee is amongst the animals. All the other birds consider it weak and feeble, but had they known the quality of the thing which is in its stomach, they would not have considered it so. Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem states that the ability to do good is a very good guide, and a good habit is a good friend. Intellect is a good fellow, and manners are the best inheritance. And he says that terror is even worse than arrogance. Furthermore, Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem states that the one who intends to do justice amongst the people, then he should like for the others whatever he likes for himself. Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem states, to me, the extremely pleasant and great thing is that when I am asked about something which I am not aware of, so I would reply Allah, meaning Allah Almighty knows best. And he furthermore states that the punishment of a sin is laziness in worship, deprivation of sustenance, and a lack of pleasure. Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem states that the protector of a human is his death. Furthermore, he, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, states that there are three types of people. Number one is the man of knowledge. Number two is the student of Islamic knowledge who treads the path of salvation. And number three are those people that are foolish and ignorant, those who begin to follow every piece of hearsay and they change with every wind. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.